Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure, and I am joined today by Dimitri Simos, who is Assistant VP of Sales at Guarantee Trust Life, otherwise known, probably more well-known to you as GTL. He has been in the insurance industry for almost three decades now, the last 20 years with GTL, currently the Assistant VP of Sales, as I said. That's a position he's been in for a couple of years now. Currently lives in the Chicago area with his wife, Lisa. They have two teenage boys, God bless him. He also helped to create a hospital indemnity policy for GTL, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Dimitri, thank you so much for being a part of things today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, sir. Hopefully I didn't steal any of your thunder there talking about your life and times, but you're based out of Chicago, and I say you've got two teenage boys, God bless you, because I once was a teenage boy, so I know the struggle, at least from this side. And now looking back, I'm like, God bless my parents. But you do a lot of traveling around with them for sports and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's a blessing and a curse, as they say, right? It's
right.
You know, because there's so much, you know, the kids are just, you know, so active. You know, they both play hockey, both play lacrosse, you know, which both those sports are very, very intensive in terms of the travel side of it, going to different states and tournaments on the weekends and all that good stuff. I mean, would I trade it in for the world? Anything? No, I would not trade it in. I'll do it again if they let me. This is when they're, you know, the hard part is when they start getting to be like right now 18 and 16, where it's about coming to an end. That's the hard part.
I can imagine. Well, yeah. And, you know, the bottom line there is, in addition to GTL keeping you busy, the boys keep you busy as well. So
absolutely
give you a lot to do. Well, we're going to, of course, be talking about, as I sort of mentioned there very briefly, this hospital indemnity coverage that you actually really helped create for GTL back in 2005. Talk about hospital indemnity, first of all, and kind of what it is, where it sort of fits into the grand scheme of insurance coverage.
You know, I mean, I guess from a historical perspective, I mean, hospital indemnity has been around for a long time. You know, it wasn't a new concept in 2005, quite frankly. It's, you know, it's been around. But, you know, in 2005, with the introduction of Medicare Advantage, you know, and there was the COPE, you know, we're looking at it. We're trying to learn, to be honest. We're trying to figure out what Medicare Advantage was, because none of us really knew what was happening there. And, you know, as we were figuring it out, we kind of saw the problem with Medicare Advantage, which was the copays and the exposure that the clients had, you know, with the plans. And, you know, so talking with our field partners and such, we came up with a conversation that, hey, look, you know, if we use the hospital indemnity plan, because being an indemnity product, which is, for me, what I think is really cool about it is that, yes, you can buy, let's say, $300 a day of hospitalization coverage, but if their copay is only $250, the client's still going to get $300. So now the extra dollars could be beneficial in other ways, not just for the hospitalization. It could be for other stuff that could be unique and incredible, incredible for them to use. And so that's where hospital indemnity, I think, made a lot of sense, because it's a lot of flexibility that you can kind of build into the product program in general to be able to help folks, you know, various things, not just a specific situation, and that's it.
Gotcha. Okay. So essentially it's not your traditional health insurance. It's an additional policy that people can add on then. And with anything, indemnity, basically it's meant to, you know, cover those costs associated with, in this case, being hospitalized, that traditional coverage doesn't cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a much better job of explaining it than I did. So yeah. Thank you.
That's our show, everybody. So long. No, but there you go. That's it in a nutshell. I love it. Well, and then so talk about, if you would, some maybe some common situations or examples of when hospital indemnity would really come in handy for somebody.
I mean, in general, I think hospital indemnity can be used in any different, any scenario in managed way. It doesn't matter. If somebody has a desire to purchase and utilize the benefits, it can be used in any scenario you can imagine. But obviously, if we want to tie it to a specific situation, Medicare Advantage is the easiest one to talk about because, as I mentioned, you got co-pays, you got maximum out-of-pockets, and you want to make sure that, yes, you're talking to the client about a Medicare Advantage plan being zero premium, but, we got to explain what that means. That's the part that I think it's the hard part for clients to understand is what does that really mean, the zero premium? It doesn't mean that you pay zero premium and then you go in the hospital and then you got no bills at all to worry about. They don't understand. A lot of times they don't catch or understand that $300 a day for 7 days means if you're hospitalized for 7 days, you're going to be paying $2,100 out of pocket.
Yeah.
That's where hospital indemnity could really be a big help. I mean, at the end, the way I always like to kind of part of the probably prior question about hospital indemnity probably is tied into this too. The whole purpose of what we do as insurance, it's about taking pennies on the dollar, which is the premium, to be able to allow somebody to get access to a significant amount of benefit. That's what we do. That's what we advise on. That's what we educate on. Now, if the folks that we're all talking to, if they understand that, great. Then they're a step ahead. Now folks that don't get it, they're gonna be the ones that call you and say, "Oh, well, what am I gonna do?" that's the hard part. When we're talking about hospital indemnity, everyone always asks me, "What's the secret to hospital indemnity?" Sorry if I'm jumping around on you here, but
no, you're fine.
What's the secret? The secret is you got to present it. That's it. I know you and I have probably asked a lot of questions over our lifetimes, and we probably got a lot of no's during that time frame, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're used to it. It's okay. What's a no? No means we're getting closer to a yes. So that's all it is.
Yeah.
When it comes to hospital indemnity, I think it's a must add.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say that, is there a particular, in your experience, a particular demographic of clients that this is going to be best for? Is there one group that you would say, this has got to be a must add for this particular group, or is it kind of a must add for anybody you go in and talk to?
Well, when we're looking at the demographic side of it, I guess we probably should start at the beginning a little bit about that. What does a demographic mean? Sure. It's a senior market product, MAPDs. Most of the folks that have an MAPD today, they're not going to be the uber wealthy. The folks, they're going to be middle America. I looked it up a few weeks ago and just to verify to make sure I was still current in my numbers here. The median savings account for folks that are 65 to 75 is $8,000.
Wow.
What better? We're talking that's medium. So that means that's probably the vast majority of our population that's in senior market. So what better thing to be able to offer to those folks as a hospital indemnity plan? Because if one catastrophic event of a health occurrence or any other type of occurrence that may happen wipes out that $8,000. Now, what's the one thing that, if we asked our parents, if we asked our aunts and uncles and all that, right? What is the one thing that they're the most, that they don't want to do or be to their kids? A burden.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the number one thing that every parent, relative that you would ask, you talk to and ask them that question, they'd say, "I don't want to be a burden to my kids." I think having a hospital indemnity plan is a step towards allowing them to not have to feel that way.
Right.
We all have dignity and pride. Everyone does, man. Everyone has that. So, that's the primary.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the financial aspect as well, because there's, if you're hospitalized for, as you say, a catastrophic event, then you could wipe out that $8,000 in savings very, very quickly. I mean, if you, like my dad before he passed, about, 8 or 9 months before he passed, I would say, he was in the hospital for like f- 45 days because he had sepsis originally, then was in ICU, a regular room, went back to the ICU, back to the regular room, had something else happen, which I won't go into because that could take up the entire podcast. but then moved, was going to move into the physical therapy rehab part of the hospital. When that was happening, had to move back into the ICU because of something that happened, then moved back to a regular room, then went into, so it just became, it was a saga, you know? And so, you know, luckily he had, you know, some good coverage there and didn't go bankrupt, because I don't know that he had $8,000 in a savings account at that time at all. But yeah, I mean, that, so not only does it help from being a burden on the kids or on the grandkids or whomever, any loved one, it helps in that financial aspect, which then also helps you from becoming a burden, because if you run out of all of your money, you're like, okay, well, where's it going to come from now? You know?
Exactly. So I wish I could say we had endless supplies of it.
Well, you and yeah. Me. If only we could all just win the lottery, we'd be okay.
I'm trying every week, man.
I'm telling you, you and me both, every time they call out numbers and I, you know, just gets down the line and I'm like, well, didn't win again. One of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
we can live in hope. But yeah. But so as far as, okay, so we were talking about Medicare Advantage a moment ago and you know, the fact that it is, you know, very often built from a marketing standpoint. When you're originally talking to people about Med Advantage, it's very, the focus can be on, okay, there's zero premiums and all of that.
Yeah.
Talk about premiums, deductibles, all of that kind of thing, as far as this hospital indemnity coverage goes.
All right. Well, there is no deductibles on it. So that's a nice part about it. You can take that conversation off the table right there, right away. But on a premium basis, it's an issue age product. So that means that if a person at 65 years old purchases a plan, and let's say it's $35, $40 a month, it's going to stay the same for many, many years to come. I can tell you it's probably going to stay the same forever, pretty close to forever, because, you know, being that we're the only ones that have had over 18 years of experience in the market, we've never done a rate increase, never done a benefit decrease. And quite honestly, we find ourselves actually doing a little bit more of benefit increases for folks, and, you know, where it's necessary. And, you know, so folks are coming in saying they're getting $300 a day from us. And then over time, you know, because of various factors, they may end up with $400 or $500, you know, so, you know, as benefit, not increase their cost, just an added benefit. So it's a, you know, so it's a very stable product pricing wise, you know, from that perspective. You know, they don't, you know, what you purchase, you know what you're going to have, which, you know, I guess you take the variable component out of that picture. You know, the variable component in Medicare, quite honestly, it really is like the Med Sup kind of world, you know, where it's a issue age priced. Well, I'm sorry, it's attained age priced, but, you know, it's going to go up every year because of their, you know, their age, but then also it's going to go up because of claim experience and so forth and so on. So it gets, that's variable to me. Yeah, but with hospital indemnity and MA, at least as far as we can see today, you got a way to make that healthcare cost your fixed cost, which I think is pretty important, especially with folks in the demographics that we work, that most people are working in. You know, having a fixed cost and a budget to count on could be pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking those variables off the table. If you're living on a fixed income, having a fixed price for your healthcare, boy, that means the world.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And you can't put a price on peace of mind. So that's okay. One thing that I always say when we're talking about these types of plans. And we've been speaking about sort of hospital indemnity kind of in more general terms, while also kind of working in, you know, GTL in particular. Is there anything that you wanted to highlight that we haven't talked about yet that sort of sets GTL's hospital indemnity policy apart from other policies that may be out there on the market?
I guess I hate to reference this all the time, but our experience, I think, is a big component of it, because we've gotten to be really good at, you know, the back end process, that, you know, the claim side of it. You know, where we have folks here that have seen everything, or, you know, have probably touched various things that, you know, people have just, that happens in the world. So I think our claims process is incredible from that perspective. From a product perspective, I think our product is, and I know our product is designed to be paying out benefits. That's what it's designed to do. You know, it's not a very rigid structure. The product looks pretty similar to what it was like in 2005 when we first designed. We just kind of made enhancements. You know, the restoration, unlimited restoration of the daily benefit for the clients, you know, every 60 days, or observation or confinement, not having a difference between the two. We just look at, you know what, you're in the hospital for 48 hours, you go in there 5 times a year that way. You know, that means you're in there for 10 days and they're all observation, let's say, that's okay. You're in the hospital. You're getting the benefit paid for your client. So they can take care of the copay. You know, if you have a scenario of a lot of folks, when they get hospitalized, they get discharged a lot of times at 22 to 23 hours. A lot of hospital indemnity plans out there don't pay. Well, all of them don't pay typically unless it's 24-hour period. But some will pay if it's less than 24 hours because it's under observation. But what happens if the client's confined during that, you know, 23 hours instead of observation? Well, our plan will pay because we have a benefit that says from 6 hours to 24 hours, if you're observation or confinement and you get discharged underneath that 24-hour period, you'll get your 1 day's worth of daily benefit payable to them. You know, so it's like little things like that. Another thing that I think we just improved upon the product was our emergency room benefit. We don't, you know, we have an emergency room benefit and also urgent care as part of the same thing. So it's $150. So you can go to emergency room or urgent care. You don't have to sit there and add an additional rider, you know, to be able to get that extra benefit and extra cost. It's all part of the base plan. So from a base plan perspective, very, very, very solid. You know, but as when I always say, when it comes to hospital indemnity plans, the base plan is, if you have to go that route only, I get it. It's a budget play for the folks. It's completely understandable. Some things could be better than nothing. But ideally, every single hospital indemnity plan should have an ambulance rider automatically. Because the likelihood of folks, you know, calling their kids and waiting for the kids to come pick them up, take them to the emergency room, you know, within a safe time frame is pretty low, right? But the ambulance will be there within a few 10 minutes, let's say. You know, so that's why we need that ambulance rider, because there's going to be a copay associated with an emergency room visit with an ambulance. You know, the other riders that I think make a lot of sense, because for me, hospital indemnity is really determined, you know, it's really this, you got to really set it up to that takes care of the max amount of pocket exposure. You know, I'm not sitting there worrying about the, you know, the $5 or $10 copays. That's not the stuff that concerns me. It's the stuff that can eliminate that $8,000 savings account. The big things. So ambulance is a small one, but it's so inexpensive that it makes a lot of sense to add. But the big one, cancer rider. That's a big one that we've got to add, every, you know, as part of at least the presentation to the client, because that's going to help folks with the Part B radiation chemotherapy copay that they have that's 20% applied to the max out of pocket. And if you can get a lump sum cancer, and God forbid, you know, somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, the probability of them hitting their max out of pocket, it's pretty much 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's where, you know, that's another one that I like a lot. The other one that I think makes a lot of sense is also skilled nursing. Because when you sit there and you figure out what the benefits are for skilled nursing with the MA plan, you know, it's 0 to 20 days, no copay. From days 21 to 100, you're going to have, you know, it's a range, but let's say $170 to about $200 a day of copay that the client has to have. So now if you've multiplied 200 by 80 days, that's $16,000 that's exposures there.
Wow.
So why wouldn't you want to protect that? And our skilled nursing benefit, it's actually a very, very generous skilled nursing benefit because it restores unlimited number of times, just like the base benefit does. After 60 days of being in the hospital, out of the nursing home, they can get the benefit restored again. So if they went in again a year later, let's say for another 80 days, you know, 100 days, let's say, they'll have the 80 days copays covered. And then if they win a year later again, the first third time, they'll have another benefit available to them. You know, so that's the whole premise behind the product, was that it's created to be used so that folks can get benefit and, you know, be able to have that peace of mind. You know, there's other riders that we also have, like an outpatient therapy rider, which I think is very inexpensive. We have an outpatient surgical rider. It's inexpensive. So if you want, you know, I always tell people, you know, present to the client the full boat. right in front, right all at once, just present it all at once in that way. You know, because, yeah, the number might be $80, $90 a month, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. We're advising now, right? We're advisors. This is what I believe you should, you know, this will take care of your exposure you may have. So you present it. The client says, ah, you know what? That's outside my budget. Okay, that's not a problem. What do you want me to remove from your protection? That's the, let the client get involved now. If the client gets involved, what's going to happen? They're going to buy into it even more. When they say, when they get to that point where they say yes, you're going to end up in a position where now they're bought in. They decided with this. It becomes so much stickier because they're part of the process. You know, one of the, for me, another big benefit of hospital indemnity, just generically, is I've thought about it when I said sticky. You know, the MA plan, you add a hospital indemnity to that, that just makes that sticky right there. You know, and it makes that client sticky to you.
Yeah.
Because now you have two policies with that client. Because now they're, you can call them a client with two policies. With only one policy, you can only call them a customer. With two, now when you get to three, now you're really developing a relationship there. And the more relationships you have, the better off you are for your practice as an advisor. Because you know, who are they going to start calling automatically when they get a direct mail piece card with some information on it? And they're like, oh, hey, you know what? What if Matt knows anything about this? Let me ask him and find out about this. Now, or even better, when you reach out to the client once, twice a year, what are you going to do? Hey, how's everything going? You're not trying to sell, maybe, or maybe you have an idea you might want to show them, you know, just kind of present and keep advising. But at the end, have you met anybody new that could, you know, that could benefit from meeting from me? Because what do we like? We like referrals in this business.
Yeah.
Now, that's a golden ticket, I call it. You know, it's a golden ticket. You know, it's, you know, you have a better opportunity to be able to do something with that than sometimes just cold calling. So, but sorry, I tend to ramble on it.
Do not apologize at all. That's absolutely fine. I love it. I love especially too, you know, talking about presenting everything at once that would benefit the client and then having them be part of that conversation as like, okay, what do you want to remove? Because, you know, if there's something in there that would be a benefit to them, a rider perhaps that they, you know, that maybe that cancer benefit rider or something like that, maybe they have a history of cancer in their family. And so they're concerned about that. Well, if we take this off, of course, it makes your monthly premium go down, but is it really worth the trade-off? It really gets them thinking about the whole process, the whole deal. And any other tips like that for agents who are presenting these policies to prospective clients that might, you know, help them along in the process?
You know, I'm of the belief, and I think a lot of people do this, but you know, in case you don't, it may be good, you know, good practice to start. You know, when you're explaining the Medicare Advantage product, the way that folks, you know, people just kind of sometimes might go through it and just say, here's your $300 a day, 7-day copay. Here's your this copay. Here's your that copay. I think if we just slow it down a little bit, I know there's long appointments. I understand that, but again, the more that, you know, it's like old. Which one is it? I think it was NBC used to say, "The more you know." You know, yeah. The more the client knows, you know, the better off we are. You know, quite honestly, you know, because while we're going to present the other options, so we got to explain to the client that $300 a day. What does that really mean to you? That means, you know, if you're in there for 7 days, you're exposed for $2,100. And then if you go back in the hospital again, let's say 5 months later for another 7 days, now you're exposed to $4,200 exposure. I mean, so just explaining that to the client, I think is important. I think to me, that's a big one. You know, that's just slowing down and just really taking our time about offering these plans. One of the other things as I think about, you know, another thing, just explain to clients about what the benefit of insurance is. I said at the beginning earlier, pennies on the dollar for a significant amount of benefit. How do we explain that to a person so they understand that? Very simply, actually. So you should take out a calculator, use your phone, whatever the case may be. Show the client, let's say you were showing a client the $300 a day benefit for 7 days. So you know that's $2,100 that they would get out of the plan if they used it one time only. If you divide the annual premium into that $2,100, that will show you how long it would take that client to save that annual premium or when it breaks even to that $2,100. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, so for example, I can tell you hospital indemnity generically, it's right between, it's between 6 to 7 years of a break-even point. Wow. You know, so now if a client gets hospitalized for 7 days and got $2,100 premium, then they get hospitalized a second time and they receive more benefit. Between that 6 to 7 years, what happens to that number? Now that break-even number goes out to 13, 14 years. You know, so you can do that with all the benefits, quite frankly. Like cancer for me is, again, I'm a big believer of the cancer one, not just because personally I've had cancer twice. Hmm. You know, I'm 54 going to 55. So I'm, you know, I've been lucky. But, you know, I'm always people are always surprised. I'm a good natured on my body. And it is what it is. You deal with it, right? But,
right.
But you have cancer insurance, so I think that's the most undervalued or underutilized product that we have in business. That's another one that doesn't matter about if you have an MA, Med Sup, ACA, it doesn't matter. You know, but we have a rider on our hospital indemnity plan for cancer that to equal the benefit that they choose, again, if you take the annual premium, divide it into the benefit they choose, you'll find that that'll be around 23 to 25 years for it to be a break-even point. So if somebody gets diagnosed with cancer 3 years from when you sold them the policy, that person's going to get that benefit, the full benefit in that three in the third year, right? Whenever that diagnosis happens. They're not going to have to wait the 25 years. They have to save those dollars and be able to pay for that. That's the benefit of insurance. That's the beauty of insurance. You know, that's a, you know, insurance has been around for over 3,000 years. That's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Now, we're not doing anything new here. You know, we're just getting better at it as we're getting older into this. Is insurance going to be around for the next 3,000 years? Absolutely. Because nobody wants to carry the risk. And that's really what we're taking care of, mitigating risk for the clients.
Yeah, 100%. And this is another great way to do that, you know, with this hospital indemnity plan, and you highlight a lot of great benefits there and a lot of great advice for agents presenting it to clients or potential clients. Talk about, if any pop into your mind, any success stories or other highlights that you wanted to share with us.
I think, you know, we developed an EAP back in 2009, 10, somewhere around there. Our first EAP, you know, was back in, you know, on an iPad. Yeah, you know, so we've been doing that for a long time. So a lot of success that comes in from hospital indemnity is folks doing it as an EAP, because we're saying how easy it is to quote the product, how easy it is to get an application submitted. It's guaranteed issue up to age 70, and we have probably one of the easier underwriting questions for 70 to 70 and above, or even under 64 and a half. So folks are going to be able to know that they're going to still be able to get that stable price product, even if you have to do some underwriting with it, because it's still very easy underwriting. So from that aspect of it, that's been a pretty good success story claims-wise. I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten folks that said to me, all my clients have called me and they said, oh, thank you very much for giving me that hospital indemnity plan because that got paid out for me. We have one person, this is not five or six or 10, one person has received about $90,000 of benefits out of their hospital indemnity plan, you know, in the last 13, 14 years that they've had the plan in force. You know, now is that person not happy? I would think, well, from a financial perspective, absolutely they're happy, right? You know, so there's a lot of folks that, you know, I won't say 90,000 is a lot of people doing that, but there's a lot of folks that are at 90,000, some at 90, some at 50, some at 40, some at 30, some at 10. $1,000 of benefits that they receive out of the plans, which, you know, obviously, you know, they plan delivered what was promised to them. And that's what we strive to do, is deliver what we promise to do, is take care of them and give them a benefit that they deserve.
Yeah. And as you say, you know, it paid for itself and then some, pennies on the dollar. That's really what it boils down to with this coverage.
No, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, like you were talking about earlier on, you know, about where we can use hospital indemnity. Just I encourage everybody, just keep an open mind. You know, don't pigeonhole everything into it's got to be only an MA scenario. You can be creative utilizing, you know, these types of programs. Yes, we talk about MAPD because obviously it's the one that makes it's a perfect fit. But I still think you can still offer something like this to a Medicare supplement client, because there are things that happen in that sup world that, you know, maybe you might not need a $300-$500 a day type of copay for hospitalization, but if you get $100 a day for 4 or 5 days, the extra dollars can be used for anything else they might have. Maybe you want to access that skilled nursing rider because it's very flexible and get to provide that 100-day additional coverage for the client at a very reasonable, very, very reasonable rate. You know, so it can be creative and, you know, be able to utilize, you know, utilize the program, the hospital indemnity program in general, very, you know, very easily.
Great. Well, Dimitri, anything else that you wanted to add that we haven't talked about hospital indemnity that comes to mind?
Oh, geez. What did we talk about?
I ask myself that at the end of everything I do.
You know, I think again, kind of summarizing it all, you know, I think history is important, and knowing the history is key, because that allows us to be able to do other things that other folks can't do, because we've got a lot of experience and information to be able to help us create a lot of things that we've done with the hospital indemnity plan in the time frame here, was that we utilized information and said, hey, how can we best help folks be able to take care of some issues that we're seeing are happening on the claim side, so maybe they can get those taken care of? Because a lot of times, you know, insurers will submit claims on everything and anything. So, you know, if you start seeing a pattern, you know, maybe it made sense to, you know, maybe develop something for these folks to be able to get some dollars for them. You know, so that's one of the things I think, one of the cool things about, for our perspective, is that we had the ability to do that. But from a technology, I think we're a mid-sized carrier. You know, we got 300 employees on the northern Chicago area. You know, tenure has been good tenure. People always joke around and say, once you go to work at GTL, you never leave. You know, it's like Corleone in The Godfather 3. You know, I try to get out, but they pull me back in. You know, but you know, but it's a, you know, it's a, everyone, you know, it's a good work, you know, it's a great company, it's family run business. You know, so they really do care about the agents, they really do care about the clients. Those are the two most important things that we do in our business. And so I think a lot of things as a mid-sized carrier is that we invest a lot in the technology side, you know, and try to provide the best, you know, best in class technology, you know, the easy EF process or signature options like text to sign, voice verification call options, or the mobile app. So if you're with your face to face with a client, you could take an application, run on your mobile device, get the signature, submit it, and everything's issued really, really quick. If not within 5 minutes, within a couple of hours, you also get really quick, processing of the various, and we don't just do hospital indemnity, just in case anybody thought that. You know, I think a lot of people think GTL, all we do is hospital indemnity because that's what a lot of people know us for. We have other products that we also offer too, which as you go into the quoting tool, you'll see that, you know, we do short-term care, we do standalone cancer plans, you know, we do final expense, we do traditional term life insurance, fully underwritten. So we do a number of different products that all still work very well in the scope of what we're talking about in terms of meaning cross-selling, presenting the options for the clients and being able to get them to the point of being not just a one policy client, getting them to the point of maybe have 2, 3, 4 policies with you. And then you'll get the benefits of all that, you know, by having a great relationship with the clients and getting those referrals and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Word of mouth. It means a lot in this business.
Oh, absolutely. Word of mouth means everything everywhere.
This is very true. This is very true. You can spend all the money in the world, you know, a billboard in Times Square. But let me tell you, the word of mouth is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
All right.
And at the end of the day, you know, I got to say, AMG has done a great job. They're really, really engaged, you know, with the agents that they work with. And, you know, so I'm very proud, very happy. I've been doing this with AMG for a long time. So, you know, when, uh, you said at the beginning, I've been around here at GTL now going on 20 years. So I probably was with AMG. I've probably been with now for 17 of those 20 years. So, so it's been a great run, and looking forward to continuing that run in the future here.
Very good. Well, Dimitri Simos is the AVP of sales at GTL. And once again, folks, that's Guarantee Trust Life, the website, if you want to go check out things there, GTLIC.com. Dimitri, thank you so much. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.